value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the UK has reiterated the need for a ceasefire in Lebanon as fears grow of an Israeli ground offensive against Hezbollah. The group's deputy leader has insisted they're ready for an invasion. And foreign affairs expert Sam Kiley says they are a powerful organisation.
Hezbollah is a state within a state in Lebanon. It can mobilise, it claims, 150,000 people. It sent 40,000 people to fight for Assad. It is also part of an international criminal mafia network of drug smuggling and money laundering.
The UK government has again urged all British nationals to get out of Lebanon on the next available flight. A 96-year-old woman's been given an 18-month suspended sentence for causing death by dangerous driving. June Mills pleaded guilty after her car mounted a pavement and hit two pedestrians in August last year in Formby. 76-year-old Brenda Joyce was killed. Four Met police officers and a staff member are being investigated over claims they didn't look into complaints about one of their colleagues. PC David Carrick was jailed for life last year as one of the UK's worst sex offenders. Reporter Fraser Knight has more.
The police watchdog wants to see five people disciplined for failing to investigate complaints by his ex-partners. The Met has apologised for missing multiple opportunities to sack him before he was arrested.
After more than 100 years, traditional steelmaking in South Wales will come to an end this evening. The last blast furnace at Tata Steel in Port Talbot shuts down with the loss of thousands of jobs. And the UK's last remaining coal-fired power station near Nottingham has also closed today. The fuel has been used in the UK for 142 years. It's been reported there'll be extra prize money in the early rounds of the FA Cup next season to help with the compensate for the loss of replays. The FA announced the end of the extra games in April. The weather, heavy rain in Wales and northern England, bright spells in Scotland. It's going to be blustery in the south with a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And I'm Anne-Raymond Hall here with our Monday Hall of Fame 3 at 3. The big guns to begin, Beethoven number 5.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Si tu ne m'aimes pas, si tu ne m'aimes pas.
Oiseau rebelle, love is like a wild bird, ain't it just? The Habanera from Georges Bizet's opera Carmen, the voice of Angela Georgiou, and conducting the Orchestre National du Capitole de Toulouse, Michel Plasson. The Hall of Fame 3 at 3 this Monday afternoon on Classic FM started with Beethoven at its lowest ever placing in your chart this year for Symphony No. 5 at number 80. The opening movement, Daniel Barenboim, was with the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. In 2024, a total of 7 entries for our next composer, a non-mover for the raindrop, it's Chopin. let you know it's raining. It starts gently enough, a few little drops of rain, a little bit of drizzle, before the rain turns heavier and becomes a big old downpour, known as the raindrop. Chopin's Prelude in D flat, Alice Sarah Ott at the keyboard. So seven entries for Chopin this year. Another Hall of Fame three at three in the wee hours with Bill Overton back with me tomorrow from three. And don't forget the Hall of Fame hour every weekday morning on Classic FM from nine.
Classic FM.
Playing us the music of Luigi Boccherini was the City of London Sinfonia, his minuet, part of his string quintets in A. And the RTE Concert Orchestra took on the challenge of playing Samuel Coleridge Taylor's Othello, the children's intermezzo, under conductor Adrian Leeper. It is exactly 3:30 on the nose here on Classic FM, which means Margarita Taylor. We can enjoy her company and music between 4 and 7 this afternoon on Classic FM. And she tells me that her star in the spotlight all this week is the composer, the producer and pianist Alexis French, who has just released a brand new album called Classical Soul, Volume 1. More about him, more from him and more from that brand new album, a new release with Margarita on Classic FM in about half an hour from now. the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, Naomi Yervey, and the Polonaise from Cendre Ballet by the composer Alexander Glazunov. Part of our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 about 10 minutes ago was Chopin, the Raindrop Prelude. And a text in from Don McIntyre to me here at Classic FM says, "Hi, Marie, it's rained non-stop all day here in Liverpool, so sorry, but Chopin's Raindrop is not exactly what I need to hear."
Weekday mornings on Classic FM.
Wake up with Dan Walker.
Yes, we had plenty of fantastic Monday morning music to brighten up what was a drizzly start to the week. It was certainly what I needed as I prepare for my epic coast-to-coast challenge that starts on Thursday for Global's Make Some Noise. Something fun to tell you about that tomorrow. And loads of wonderful music too. Come and join me from 6:30.
Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Classic FM.
Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, Yannick Nezet-Sagan, bringing us part of Mother Goose here on Classic FM, the music of the gifted Maurice Ravel.
Classic FM.
From Debussy's Sweet Bergamasque, Stephen Osborne, our pianist. And A Touch of Romance, that famous tune. Miloš Karadaglić on guitar, conducting the English Chamber Orchestra, Paul Watkins on Classic FM.
Thank you.
The violinist Joshua Bell getting together with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and Orchestra he works with for a good part of the year, every year. Max Brook and the fourth movement of the composer's Scottish Fantasy. Thank you very much for your company this afternoon. Classic FM request returning tomorrow. You can email me before then with your choice through classicfm.com. News and weather very shortly, and then stand by for Margarita Taylor.
Classic FM.
Right now, in communities across the UK, including yours, people like Amelia are struggling.
I had to be attached to a machine.
Classic FM's charity, Global's Make Some Noise, changes lives across the UK, offering support to those who need it most, from young carers to cancer patients.
And then Sam came along with Ben Laura, and it made me feel really happy.
You can help change lives across the UK. Donate to Global's Make Some Noise and help people like Amelia. Proudly supported by Furniture Village.
Share your world of music with someone new. Sign up for free to browse profiles and see who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
Lindor is celebrating 75 years of bliss. Enjoy irresistibly smooth melting chocolate from the Lindt Master Chocolatier and be in with a chance to win a luxury trip for two to the Lindt Home of Chocolate, Switzerland. With over £600,000 worth of prizes to be won, you could be one of the lucky winners. Visit lindt.co.uk for T's and C's. Lindor, you choose the moment, we'll provide the bliss.
Since 1989, World Land Trust has overseen the planting of more than 3 million trees globally. That's music to our ears. World Land Trust. Saving land, saving species. Find out how your donation can help protect the world's most threatened habitats and species at worldlandtrust.org.
With the biggest range of cars to buy entirely online, it's no wonder everyone's cinching it.
I cinched it during spin class. Think I'm going to be sick.
I cinched it in this coffee shop.
What are you having?
A five-door hatchback.
This is your captain speaking. I cinched it before takeoff with a 14-day money-back guarantee.
With so many great reasons to buy, the nation aren't just nailing it, they're cinching it. Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Mileage restrictions and terms apply.
You have three new messages.
Hello, it's Dad. Quick one. Don't forget to turn the heating off before going to Gran's. Don't want you getting home to shriveled plant babies. Totally forgot why I called. Spoke to Zara from St. James's Place about Gran's care. Moving her in is the best option for peace of mind and my pocket. Don't think the grab rails will match the decor, though. Love you, bye!
While you're looking out for the ones you love, our one-to-one financial advisors are looking out for you. St. James's Place. Invaluable advice.
Does your printer need ink?
In a hurry?
Just think.
CartridgePeople.com.
For unbeatable prices, Cartridge People.
Printing.
Sorted. See online for our price promise.
That was the bomb that still makes Kent jump. That keeps him awake at night. That he can't stop thinking about. That scares his wife. Upsets his kids. That ruined his life. The bomb exploded in Iraq 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. To find out more, go to combatstress.org.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 4 o'clock, British nationals are again being told to get out of Lebanon while commercial airlines are still flying in and out of the country. It's as fears grow that Israel is about to launch a ground invasion against Hezbollah. Ahmed Bayram, the Middle East media advisor at the Norwegian Refugee Council, says the outlook in Lebanon isn't good.
Healthcare system being squeezed even further, medication running out fast. And of course, despite the reassurances that we get from there, we do expect, you know, the economic aspect to be crippled.
The Old Bailey has heard allegations the murder of 15-year-old Dejon Campbell in southeast London last Saturday had the hallmarks of a turf war. Three teenagers have been charged and a provisional trial date set for June. The Health Secretary says Scotland still has a problem with alcohol as the minimum unit price rises from 50 to 65 pence. It follows the 11th annual rise in alcohol-specific deaths. Unite has branded thousands of job losses at Tata Steel industrial vandalism. After more than 100 years, the last blast furnace at Port Talbot shuts this evening. It's being replaced with a greener electric version, but that won't operate until 2028. Wales Office Minister Nia Griffiths says they're doing what they can to soften the blow.
We're also putting in help for the supply chain workers because their companies can no longer sell to Tata, for them to get retraining and for those companies to look for new markets. So we are trying to make sure that all those people who are affected are getting some support.
The BBC has apologised to Amanda Abington for the way she was treated on Strictly Come Dancing. It's upheld some of her complaints about professional dancer Giovanni Panice. The corporation says it can't have been easy for her to come forward. In the city a short time ago, the FTSE 100 was trading down 59 points at 82.86. The pound bought $1.34 and €1.20. And the weather, heavy rain in the east tonight. It's going to be clear otherwise with a low of 6. That rain continuing in the east tomorrow. Sunny spells elsewhere and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And as we get ready to say farewell to September, love.